Right now, we are joined in the studio by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library for our first Talking Books segment of 2017. Happy New Year, and how are you?
Happy New Year to you, and I am well. And was that Pictures of Matchstick Men? No, what was that bumper music?
That was Pictures of Matchstick Men?
No, that was actually
CNR by Weird Al Yankovic.
No,
yes.
Was it really?
Yeah. That's his. That's actually one of my favorite Weird Al songs of all time because I'm a huge White Stripes fan.
Okay.
And that's his White Stripes genre parody or like homage parody, and it's all about Charles Nelson Reilly. But it is.
I gotta look this up, man.
That's such a good song from a few years ago, and like if you take all of the great White Stripes songs, this would fit in like my top 10. If the White Stripes had actually done this song, this would have been one of my 10 favorite White Stripes songs. Weird Al is so good.
Anyway. I'm trying to remember who did Pictures of Matchstick Men. Camper Van Beethoven.
Oh,
obscure
right.
80s.
Yeah.
Piece I heard, I was like, wow, he's playing some Camper Van.
Maybe it was a Camper Van Beethoven homage at the same time.
He's
been known to do weird homages. I have no idea of any of that that you're talking about. I've heard the word Beethoven.
I know there was
a movie called Matchstick Men not long ago, but I don't think that was a connection.
So is it the Beethoven accent you do, or are you Mozart in the
Breadman's
ad?
No, I was Beethoven.
Okay.
Yeah.
My kids talk about that a lot.
I'm just saying, they've heard it a lot,
and whenever there's a chance
I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I'm so hungry comes into it a lot.
Yeah.
Anybody mentions being like, I'm so hungry. I'm like, you're so hungry. I'm like, where did you learn that from? They've heard you do it. Yes.
That was me. We do all of our, most of our commercials we record in-house for the people and for the businesses that we do advertising for. But that was me and Alex Curley back in the old studio like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I just met one of my New Year's resolutions. I just achieved it
early on. Your New Year's resolution as a person? Okay.
No, my New Year's resolution was to have an even more random and bizarre opening to the show. And
mission
the first show of the year, we did it.
Camper Van Beethoven. Perfect.
Anyways, you asked me a question.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm back. I traveled the entire week.
Wow. Where'd you go?
I spent 4 days in Virginia. Came back for about 18 hours to throw our suitcases in the door and sleep.
Right.
Then we went for 3 days to Wilmington, Virginia. Came back.
Wilmington, Virginia?
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay.
Came back long enough to watch my Hokies win the Belk Bowl. That was awesome.
Then we turned around
and went up to Richmond, Virginia for 3 days. So
nice.
It was an epic journey. It was awesome. Did you travel?
No, I traveled for Thanksgiving, so I stayed here for Christmas and hung out with friends, spoke with family on the phone.
Yes, sometimes that's a great thing to
do. Did get a chance to go up and see everyone for Thanksgiving, though, so that was
awesome.
Good, and already planning on family trips for the start of the new year, so didn't get a... What? Is
Pardon
that
you, I'm de-scarfing because it's so hot in here.
That was the most elaborate scarf removal I've ever seen.
It's an infinity scarf. I was about to choke myself, but it's so darn hot in here.
It is warm. We've got blinds now. Look at that.
You can
raise them and lower. They are helping with the light. The light that comes in and blinds you in the middle of the day. We have to work on the heat, but.
But we're not here to talk about our vacations or Camper Van Beethoven or my scarf.
Did you take an RV Camper Van Beethoven to Richmond, Virginia? Okay.
That would be awesome.
It would be, right?
I don't know. The RV lifestyle could be for me one day.
Yeah.
Then I think about Cousin Eddie and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
The
RV lifestyle is super fun. The only problem is maintenance, having to take care of this thing because there's a lot of maintenance that you need to do on those RVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about? Books,
I guess. Yeah, because it's a new year, so we're talking about New Year's resolutions
or
books about
new
beginnings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My New Year's resolution is to let Susan Brown do more of the talking. So I made this happen by not preparing a whole lot for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
It's on you.
So, alrighty, I'm going to start. I prepared, unlike some people.
Okay, good.
I'm going to start with a general.
Ooh. Okay, alright.
General statement, pitch, shameless promo.
Oh.
Then you may or may not talk a little bit. And then I'm going to talk about one particular author.
Okay.
And then you may or may not talk a bit. And then I'm going to talk about some books that have New Year's Eve as a key scene.
And that's our time. Good night,
that's
everyone.
That's how much good. I prepared.
Nice. Okay.
So,
shameless
yes.
plug.
This is the time for making New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And the Chapel Hill Public Library can help you with those.
Ooh.
So we have.
In what way, Susan Brown?
Let me tell you, Aaron Keck. Uh-huh. You might just hop onto our website and search our catalog. And let's say you wanted to lose weight by eating better.
Okay.
Or working out more. Mm-hmm. You could search weight loss, healthy eating. You could search exercise, fitness.
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
you can get some
yeah,
books
basically.
On that. But you could also do things like look on our website. We have something called lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A.
Okay.
And you could learn a new skill. So if your New Year's resolution is to learn how to use PowerPoint or to learn how or to do more public speaking or to learn how to code, you could be on books that we have, log on to something called Lynda and learn a new skill.
Awesome.
Likewise, if you want to learn
a new
language.
Wait, how does that work? Is it like, does it direct you to books or is it
no,
online?
No, sorry. Lynda is something that if you, there's a consumer version of it
yeah.
That you cost you like, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks per
right.
year. It's free with your card. You log on, you enter your barcode, and it's interactive learning. So there are sessions about the basics of PowerPoint. There are sessions about how to take better photos. There are sessions about how to do this, that, and the other thing.
Because PowerPoint and coding would be two good things to learn
right?
this year. Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things on there. Likewise, if you want to learn a new language. So we have lots of books, lots of resources, but people forget about some of the online things. We also have Pronunciator is a language learning service
okay.
we have. So if you want to learn French this year, you could, of course, get books and things about that. But you could also go online through our website and learn how to speak French using that. So we have lots of resources. That was just a plug. Beyond books and magazines and the physical things on our shelves, we have lots and lots of resources. And, of course, we also have classes. So if you want to learn, if your grandma wants to learn the Facebook and she doesn't like book learning,
right.
she could come in and sign up for one of our computer basics classes
yes.
and perhaps learn that
Although
way.
If your grandma is the sort of person who still refers to it as the Facebook, maybe she is more of a book learning person than to come in and sign up for the online
I don't
class.
Know your grandma.
It really
you
depends
know your
on
grandma.
The grandma. Yeah.
But it's a general pitch of if you are looking to
really
do
cool.
something new, try something new, think beyond our books, and then you can always just
nice.
Come in and ask us. We've got lots of resources.
That's really cool.
Did that buy you some time to think of a book, Aaron?
Oh, yes, it definitely did. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah,
okay.
It's your
turn, well,
buddy.
Well, you're gonna plug an author, right? So,
but I'm gonna do that interspurt. Like you go now.
Okay.
Now it's
your
turn.
All right. So in terms of New Year's resolutions and shameless plugs, and plugging on and focusing on individual authors, I am going to throw out the suggested resolution of reading more books by Carla Buckley. Because
boom, look at what you're doing there.
Yeah, because she is going to be coming to the Chapel Hill Public Library in just 2 weeks and a day on Thursday, January 19th for another round of the Meet the Author Tea. And
that's
Carla
right.
Buckley is an international bestseller who has written many very highly acclaimed and award-winning thriller novels. And yes, I am doing this off the top of my head.
Not reading
person who's looking
release.
At
not,
my
right,
my list
yeah.
of notes to see if they're surreptitiously scribbled notes.
So
no,
how
it's gonna
does
be cool.
that relate to our prompt again?
Because this
read
is
more books.
Read more books. Yeah,
read more books.
And it's a new start for the Meet the Author
that's
tea
right.
because we're getting underway in 2017.
Nice save, Aaron.
Boom.
Keck. Boom. There it is.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. No, that really is. That should be a great event.
Yes.
She's on my list to read. I think many of her books are on hold because she's coming, but mm-hmm. the holds list move fast. I'm looking forward to that one.
Very cool.
Okay. So we've talked about some of these before, mm-hmm. but when I thought about new year, new beginning, I was thinking about a year, which made me think of that genre of books that I think we both love of people who spend a year doing something.
Yes. Yeah.
So some of my favorites are, well, there's one where the woman spent the year living like Oprah, like she did everything that Oprah said.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was called The Year of Living Oprah.
That's cool. I was going to say, that's a lot of cars to give away if you don't have
right.
the resources. But, yeah.
There's one of my favorite ones that I've talked about before is, it's called Holy Sinner, and it was about a Brown University student who decided to spend, I don't know if he spent a year or a semester, at Liberty University, and it's all about his time there, which
is a
really great read.
Yeah.
But I wanted to recommend this author. We probably talked about him before, but the king of a new year, new shtick thing.
AJ
Jacobs.
Jacobs,
yes.
Yep, that's it.
And you hear him a lot now on like NPR and this American Life, but he's got some great ones. So my favorite one was The Year of Living Biblically.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtitle of that is One Man's Humble Quest to Follow the Bible as Literally as Possible. The other one, which I think was his first one, The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World. I think that's the one where he spends a year reading the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Okay.
Then, of course, he reflected on all of this, and he wrote a book called The Guinea Pig Diaries, which is all about his reflections on spending these crazy years doing these things. And then he's got a newer one called Drop Dead Healthy, which is One Man's Humble Quest. There's a thing there.
I feel like humble is sarcastic.
Yeah. One man's humble quest for bodily perfection. So he gets into all the worlds of health and fitness and sports and all of that. When I thought of New Year's new beginnings, I thought of those types of books and him in particular.
Very cool. I like those books. There's one in particular that I read by him. Ooh, what was it called? It wasn't any of those. It was I'm not going to think of it. I'm going to have to look it up. But it was real good and
it was
memorable.
Real good.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Wait. Is it my turn again?
It's your turn.
What is the next thing that you're going to do? Books about
books that have New
that
Year's
has New Year's
Eve or New Year's Day as a central scene.
Oh, okay. I can't think of any. So I'm going to go with New Beginnings. Made me think of books about sort of political changeover and political turnover, and especially since we've got one coming up in 16 days on the national level, and we've got one this week on the state level with Roy Cooper taking over as governor, you know, significant as that is. So I started thinking about books about sort of the turnover from one set of leaders to another, and I don't know if this is me being unbelievably, utterly, bitterly pessimistic or not, but the one that I came up with was Animal Farm. Which is, I think, worth reading. And it's, you know, new beginning, new, you know, changeover, optimism, and the need to sort of hang on to that optimism and be vigilant about protecting it, because otherwise it can go away very quickly. But I also think it's a book that's worth reading because people, I think, misinterpret George Orwell and what he's coming from, and where he's coming from. Like, they interpret Animal Farm as a sort of uber-capitalistic, anti-socialist book, but Orwell was himself a socialist who thought that capitalists and communists were equally piggish, which is kind of the ending of the book. So actually go back and read it and try to understand it this time, as opposed to reading it as a 14-year-old and not really understanding it, which is how I did it.
So my 12-year-old wants to read it, and I'm like, go for it, man.
Yeah.
So
it's
I'll
a great book. It's a great book.
Like, what he gets out of it.
Yeah.
And so he talks about reading it, and then he picks up, like, a comic book. He's like, yeah, I'll start it next week.
Yeah, whatever, dude. It's a short book. You can knock it out in a day.
Is there an Animal Farm graphic novel?
I believe there is.
There must be.
There's
that
definitely
be cool.
An Animal Farm animated movie.
Yes.
There's got to be an Animal Farm graphic novel.
Somebody
if there's
must
not,
have
someone
done that.
Should get on that.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the guy who wrote Fables should do that.
Yeah.
Because
And there's some great graphic, some books just lend themselves to graphic novels. There's a graphic novel version of The Metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I have no doubt.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So, my turn.
Yes.
I was trying to think of books that feature New Year's Day or New Year's Eve in them.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, thought of Bridget Jones' Diary, which starts on New Year's Day and is all about, you know, she's trying to start a new year and make all of these resolutions and quit smoking and quit drinking and quit, you know, bad dates and all of that. I kept thinking of a classic. I was like, there's some classic of literature that has a New Year's Eve day thing. And it's Middlemarch, which has a New Year's Day scene where it's kind of, if I'm recalling it correctly, the family gathers and it turns into sort of a of that era, a sort of airing of the grievances.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a festival.
Like a festivus.
Feel,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then I thought of one of my favorite books of the past few years and an author that everyone should read. So
okay.
One of my favorite books of the past few years is called The Rules of Civility by an author named Amor Towles, which is a great name.
Yeah.
I mean, his first name is A-M-O-R,
yeah.
Amor. But the book...
That's Spanish for love towels.
Okay. So The Rules of Civility is a book that I love to recommend. It is set in, it opens on New Year's Eve, 1937. So 1937 is turning to 1938, and two young girls are in New York City living the life. They're like secretaries, but they're out,
right.
Drinks and jazz, and they meet this dashing stranger on New Year's Eve in this jazz club.
All right.
And the rest of the book follows in the coming year. So their adventures, their relationships, things aren't always as they seem. They're wonderful characters. If you like historical fiction, great characters. It's not romance, but there's a romantic piece to it. There's a little bit of mystery and intrigue.
Interesting.
Such a great book. It's truly one of my top 10 books of the last probably 10 years.
Wow.
And it starts on New Year's Eve.
Awesome.
He's also got a new book out. He's one of these authors who's not rushed in his writing, because
mm-hmm.
I'm always like, when's the next book coming out? And I hope it's exactly like this one.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
write
yeah,
this
yeah.
same book
yes.
over again. He does have a new book out. It's called A Gentleman in Moscow, and it's not anything like this in the plot, but that book is getting lots of attention.
Nice.
So, Rules of Civility by Amor Towles. And then the other one I thought of, the author...
How do you spell his last name?
T-O-W-L-E-S.
Okay.
Towles.
Towles. Yeah, Towles. Okay.
The other book that I recalled as having a New Year's Eve or day setting is White Teeth by Zadie Smith. And
oh,
she also
yeah.
has a new book out called Swing Time. She's an author, a modern author that I think everybody should read. She's amazing. She wrote On Beauty, and her new one is Swing Time. But this book, it's... Her books, you know, they just write about the small things in life. Mm-hmm. Race, class, you know
little stuff
all
here
of it,
and there,
socioeconomics,
yeah.
all of it. But this one starts out with the main character. It's New Year's Eve, and I believe he's going to, it's on New Year's Day. And the main character attempts suicide, and he ends up not doing it, and he finds himself in the sort of tail end of this epic New Year's Day party. And it's a novel that begins and ends with happenstance and chance. And in the middle, she talks about all of the big issues and faith and class. And as I said, great, great book. Opens on New Year's Day. She's a wonderful modern writer that there are a few authors that yeah. I say everybody should read this author.
Zadie
everybody
Smith.
Should read her. She's
all right.
great.
Very cool. All right. Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. What is your New Year's resolution?
Solve the heating problem in
okay.
the WCHL Air Keck
yes.
studio in the afternoons. I don't really make New Year's resolutions.
Okay. I've got a list of
do
things
you have
that
some?
I don't have New Year's resolutions so much as a list of things I want to do in the coming
mm-hmm,
year.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
like, I want to go to these places. I want to get these things started on the air. I do have a list of books that I want to read, but some of them are carried over from last year. So we'll work on that. The first thing I need to do is move. That's happening on Sunday. The day after it snows, I'm getting into a truck and moving a whole bunch of big bookcases across
For
town.
For any children who are listening, especially mine, it's not going to
yes.
snow.
Oh, it's not.
It's not.
It's
not going to snow.
Okay.
Oh, well, maybe it'll snow on Saturday.
It'll
it's not going to
snow
on Friday, right?
It might start snowing on Friday.
In session. Everybody's like, what? Can I stay up late Thursday night, Mom?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's Friday night into Saturday is when
okay,
that
that's
would
fine.
Happen.
Snow yeah. on Saturday's fine.
Yes. Okay, good. We've got Susan's approval.
I can approve that.
Yes.
yes.
All right. Well, now it's going to come. We were just waiting on that. All right, Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.